Hey friends, this week we're digging deep into the Blue Suede Connection Vault.
Here's one from 2018.
Everybody, to Blue Suede Connection. We're excited today.
Yes, we are.
It's all vinyl today, folks.
Absolutely.
I'm Dan.
I'm TL.
And once again, welcome to the party. So I think it's time to play some vinyl. What do you think?
Absolutely.
Return the sender. Return the sender. I gave a letter to the postman. He put it in his sack. Bright and early next morning, he brought my letter back. She wrote upon it, return to sender, address unknown, no such number, no such song. We had a quarrel, a lover's spat.
I write, I'm sorry, but my letter keeps coming back. So then I dropped it in the mailbox as in a special deed. Bright and early next morning, it came right back to me.
She wrote upon it, return to sender, address unknown, no such person, no such zone.
return to send it. Address unknown. No such number. No such zone.
Something old, the time's gone by. Something new, these tears I cry. Something borrowed, were those lips my lips knew. And that's why something blue, something old, the vows we made. Something new, the price I paid. Something borrowed, love was tried, but not true. Now my life is something blue. I guess that I had better smile. Walking behind you down the aisle, I feel I'm walking to my doom. I'm really not the best man in this room. Something old, the dreams we planned. Something new, his wedding band. Something borrowed was the heart I gave you. You returned it torn in two. The dreams we planned.
Something new.
His wedding band. Something borrowed was the heart I gave you. You returned torn in two. And that's why. And that's why I'm something new.
I'm something.
The way she walks. Either one again. Oh, oh, oh.
I love it. I love it. All these little cracks and pops in these songs. It's
it takes me back to my childhood.
Doesn't it, though?
And I was thinking to myself, you know, shame on us for having those stacked in our closet and boxes.
Right.
Of course, now we had them in a controlled, heated environment so
yes.
that they wouldn't warp. Because I did that one time, you know, when I was younger.
Of course.
I was getting ready to move out of the house and move on to my adult life, and I had left some in a box outside in a shed, and
the
heat warped them,
so
I had to replace them. But I learned that really quick.
Do you remember the LPs that came out, the low budget Elvis albums by Pickwick? They're real
wobbly. And Camden.
They were. Do you remember those? That maybe you don't remember these. Maybe they were the East Coast thing, but they're real wobbly. They weren't thick like a real 33.
No, actually, I don't remember them being wobbly, but I do. We had Pickwick in Camden.
Yeah,
but I don't remember them being thin.
Yeah, they came out with a lower budget version of those and they were real flimsy. I just missed the thrill. Remember going to the record store when we were kids looking for Elvis albums?
Oh, my gosh. I spent so much time. I couldn't drive yet, but I was old enough to be out and about on my own, you know, but I didn't have my car. I had a license, but not a car. And I wasn't allowed to take my mama's car downtown because, you know, downtown's kind of a scary place for a kid to drive. So I would get on the bus and I had to do like four stops to get downtown Portland, Oregon. And I had my spots, man. I would hang out. I would look for everything Elvis.
It was exciting. And what the kids miss today, if you're a kid listening to this, you really missed out. The smell. Remember, you remember I would get a knife or a scissors or whatever. And when you had that album, you'd slice the, you know, the center there to open it up.
Right.
You pull out the sleeve. It was not just in an album in a cardboard. There was a sleeve that came with it.
Yeah.
And with Elvis,
absolutely.
Elvis albums were all on the there were pictures of all of the albums on the sleeve. Mm-hmm. And now we used to look at those and say, I want to get this one next. I want to get this one next. But that smell,
the smell of the
album when you first opened it up.
Now, were you like a dedicated collector even as a young kid? Like, did you take care of it? Did you write on the album or do anything weird like that?
I did write on a couple. I did.
What'd you write? Write your name?
My name.
Yeah.
You know,
why do kids do that?
Because we want to claim it. It's ours.
Yeah.
Nobody else gets this. This is mine.
So do you remember Come On Everybody album and have little balloons?
Mm-hmm.
I wrote my name in like every little balloon. Trisha Lee.
Right.
You know, and all my name in different ways. Patricia, all the different ways you could say my name and all the little balloons on the back.
It's just something about the thrill of it.
So
it's
crazy.
Just the thrill of the kids today. I mean, CDs are nice and we like the sound, but a lot of people, once again, like I said, think it sounded better on vinyl.
Mm-hmm.
Well, make your judgment right here. This is Burning Love on vinyl.
Oh, I see a change is coming to our lives. It's not the same as it used to be. And it's not too late to realize our mistake. We're just not right for each other. Love has slipped away, left us only friends. We almost seem like strangers. All that's left between us are the memories we share of times we thought we cared for each other. There's nothing left to do but go our separate ways and pick up all the pieces left behind us. And maybe someday, somewhere along the way, another love will find us. Someday when she's older, maybe she will understand why her mom and dad are not together. The tears that she will cry when I have to say goodbye will tear at my heart forever. There's nothing left to do but go our separate ways and pick up all the pieces left behind. And maybe someday, somewhere along the way, another love will find us. Oh, 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 oh.
There you go, Separate Ways.
Oh, man.
Vinyl happening right here today on Blue Suede Connection. And before we go to break, I want to give a big shout out to three brand new affiliates who have just recently made the connection.
Yay!
And added us to their great roster of programming on their stations. We're going to go to the Big Apple, 920 WON, North Coast Greatest Hits in Cleveland, Ohio, and All Variety Radio over in the UK.
Oh, fabulous.
Thank you guys very much for including us on your programming, and we're proud to be part of your great station. Hey, coming back, we took a little poll on our Facebook page. And TL's going to share the results of that. And it's all vinyl happening right here today on what, baby?
Blue Suede Connection.
Paytel presents Goofy Great. 24 funky hits by the original stars, Ohio Express.
Yummy, 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 I got love in my tummy.
Brian Holland.
An itsy bitsy teeny weeny yellow polka dot that keeps
Hollywood Argyle.
Look at that caveman go.
Ray Stevens.
Ahab.
1910 Fruit Gum Company.
And you will never be out.
Surf and Bird. Nashville Cat, Bread and Butter, Bonnie Maroney, and many more. Remember, Shirley Ellis.
Shirley, Shirley, Bo Burley, Bonanna, Banna, Bo Burley.
Larry Bird.
Please, Mr. Custer.
The Royal Guardsman.
But the Baron shot him down.
Curses wild again.
Get Goofy Greats, 24 of the world's greatest novelty hits by the original stars. $5.99 from K-Tel. Tape $6.99.
Amen.
A new crowd out there, but it's got to be like the first time we go on.
Hard way to make a living, you know. It's really, really tough.
See the lost footage of Elvis for the first time ever.
It's epic.
Fully restored and remastered.
If you feel it, you can't help but move to it.
Hey, the light's on. I can see you. Hello out there. Hello.
Exclusively in IMAX, February 20th.
And everywhere, February 27th.
Now back to the music.
Got your letter, baby. Too bad you can't come home. I swear I'm going crazy, sitting here all alone. Send you home. Sunday. I can't eat a thing all day.
Now, I've got to ask you, did you have your little 45 and 33 album record player?
Oh, absolutely,
did
yeah.
You,
one of those with your form of a playlist where you can stack them?
Yes.
Yeah.
Mm. And you had to, did you have the little yellow things, little plastic things you put in your 45 and all that?
Sure. Yeah.
So, yeah, it worked well, didn't it?
It was fabulous, you know, and I think it's just a shame that we've gotten away from that. I mean, it's starting to come back now.
Yeah, you were telling me that your niece actually collects records now.
She does now, yeah.
And she's what, how old, 20 years old?
She's 20 years old, and, I mean, she's been listening to all the old stuff, Elvis, and
oh, really?
And even, like, 80s stuff like Bon Jovi and
right.
Foreigner and Journey. And she got into LP, I think, last year and went and bought herself her own little turntable.
Well, that's cool.
And so she's been out shopping, yeah.
And I see... When we go in record stores today in the malls or whatever, you see they are selling the turntables and all again.
Yeah, they are.
You can hook them right up to your computer or your stereo or whatever. And
you
that's
can.
Pretty cool.
Yeah, we have that here at the studio, actually.
Yeah.
You can actually record straight from an album onto the computer, so that's nice.
Interesting. Well, now you and I have shared in the past our first Elvis albums, our first vinyl.
Mm-hmm.
And yours was, I think, Frankie and Johnny, right?
Right. Uh-huh.
That was the first one, the Pickwick version, right?
Yes. And that was a record that my mother had brought back from a trip to California.
Right.
She had been down there.
Well, see, now I have two stories I had to say what it was my first, actually three. My brother and I shared a bedroom when we were kids. And my brother's like several years older than me.
Mm.
But he had Burning Love on the 45 with the orange label.
Oh, did he?
With A Matter of Time on the flip side, yeah. He had that, and I would play that on my sister's little turntable in her bedroom.
Okay.
But now Terry also had the Flaming Star album.
Mm-hmm.
So I played that all the time. So I kind of claimed them as my own.
Yeah.
But that was actually their stuff. But the official record I got myself that I actually went out and ventured out to buy was Pure Gold.
Oh, nice.
That had Kentucky Rain on it.
Yeah.
And Jailhouse
Rock.
I had
that.
Ones. Yeah. But we asked on our Facebook page recently folks to share their first Elvis vinyl. And you got the results there?
Yeah, we'll give a few. We've got Jim said his first record was Elvis in Concert.
Oh, okay. 77?
Yeah, that's what it says.
Okay.
David said his was King Creole.
Ah.
Our good friend Kevin, who used to do the show with us in the very beginning, he said his was Burning Love, the hits from his movies.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
The album that should have been a Burning Love.
Yeah, that should have been a real Burning Love album.
Yeah, exactly. Terry, which I think is your sister, said Flaming Star.
Yeah, that was her, yes.
Kathy said 50,000 Elvis Fans Can't Be Wrong.
Another great album.
Barky says that it was Elvis Live Forever.
Okay.
And Chad said that he had the 45 Burning Love with It's a Matter of Time on the back.
That. Okay.
And Donna said that she got the Elvis, the first Christmas album.
Okay.
Yeah.
I think that's a lot of people's first album, a Christmas album. Like, we share on our Christmas show. I grew up with that. So.
Yeah, yeah. And we got some more folks. We'll talk about some others a little bit later. But, yeah, lots of people participated on that poll. We appreciate it.
All right. Well, we got our little turntable here in the studio today, so let me get it set up, and let's go to another set. What do you think?
Absolutely.
You're the one who beckoned the wind and fanned the flame when our love began. Don't pretend you don't know me. Our names are carved on you. Singing tree. Oh, singing tree.
Singing tree.
Sing to me.
Sing to me.
Call your friend.
Call
your friend. The rope and wind. Maybe. And find my love and bring her back. Singing tree, your leaves have turned from green to blue. Sometimes I think you loved her too, but since she left and our love died, you stand petrified. Sing tree, oh sing to me,
sing to me,
sing tree,
sing tree,
call your friend,
call your friend,
the roving wind,
call your friend,
maybe he can find my love.
The day that we were, you blessed us and said, may heaven bestow you grace. There in that holy place, we shared our first embrace. Our cottage was small, but richer than all, the palaces of the king. All day the birds will sing, our hearts were filled with spring. Padre, Padre, what happened to a love so true? Padre, oh, Padre, in my grief I turn. Came along and sang her his song and won her with honey lies. He of the fiery eyes, now it's my heart that cries. So I kneel and pray the hours away, and weary my heart has grown, wondering where love has flown, counting my weeks alone. Padre, oh Padre, please tell me how such things can be. Padre, oh Padre, pray for my love. Thank you.
like you feel.
JD sounds good with that scratching underneath that one, doesn't he?
I'm telling you.
We're doing all vinyl today on Blue Suede Connection. And I have here a list of thebesteveralbums.com. They put it together. These are saying these are the 10 best Elvis albums. We've had different people's interpretation of this. So I thought we're doing vinyl today. So most of these I think you can get in vinyl. Number 10, they say the 68 Special. That's one of his best.
Okay.
Number 9, Elvis at Sun from 2004, that edition.
Oh, okay.
Number 8, they say King Creole is one of the best albums to have. Number 7, Elvis Gold Records from 1958. Got to have that one. Yeah, Elvis is Back from 1960, my favorite
that's
album.
That's my favorite, yeah.
Yeah, 1960. Elvis, the 30 number ones that came out in 2002. Now, the great sound quality, and of course, you know, that came out on record too, so I guess it would sound good on there. I know the CD sounds fabulous.
Mm-hmm.
All right, number 4. Elvis from 1956.
All right.
Number 3, The Sun Sessions from 1976. Number 2 on their list from Elvis in Memphis from 1969.
One of my favorites.
Yeah, and they say the number 1 Elvis album to have is just simply Elvis Presley from 1956.
First one, huh?
Yeah.
Hmm.
Back to more vinyl. Let me crank up the old player right here. Oh.
something.
One word.
If you should go away, but to know that you love me brings fame and fortune my way. But to know that you love me brings fame and fortune my way.
We'll be right back
after this quick message.
Crowd out there, but it's got to be like the first time we go on.
Hard way to make a living, you know. It's really, really tough.
See the lost footage of Elvis for the first time ever.
It's epic.
Fully restored and remastered.
Do you feel it? You can't help but move to it.
Hey, the light's on. I can see you. Hello out there. Hello.
Exclusively in IMAX, February 20th.
And everywhere, February 27th.
A Blue Suede Connection.
Now back to the music.
Well, I quit my job down at the car wash. I left my mama a goodbye note. By sundown, I left Kingston with my guitar under my coat. I hitchhiked all the way down to Memphis, got a room at the YMCA. For the next 3 weeks, I went a-hunting them nightclubs looking for a place to play. Well, I thought my picking would set them on fire, but nobody wanted to hire a guitar man. Well, I nearly about starved to death down in Memphis. I run out of money and luck. So I bought me a ride down to Macon, Georgia on an overloaded poultry truck. I thumbed on down to Panama City, started picking out some of them all-night bars. I hoping I could make myself a dollar making music on my guitar. I got the same old story, them all-night peers. There ain't no room around here for a guitar man. We don't need a guitar man, son. So I slept in the hobo jungles. I roamed 1,000 miles of track. Till I found myself in Mobile, Alabama. Had a club they called Big Jack's. A little four-piece band was jamming. So I took my guitar and I set in. I showed them what a band would sound like. Told them swinging in a guitar, man. Show them, son. Ever take a trip down to the ocean, find yourself down around Mobile. Make it on out to a club called Jack's if you got a little time to kill. Just follow that crowd of people, you'll wind up out on his dance floor. Digging to find this little five-piece group up and down the Gulf of Mexico. Guess who's leading that five-piece band? Wouldn't you know, it's that swinging little guitar man. Hey, hey. Some fool might start a fight.
put on your high heel sneakers, put your wig hat on your head. Put on your high heel sneakers, slap that wig right on your head. Yeah. Well, I'm pretty sure now, baby, pretty soon you're gonna knock 'em dead.
The vinyl today, having a good time doing it. We dug through the vaults at the Hawthorne Garber residence, and we got all this great vinyl to play today, and we got so much in store for you. But I wanted you to remind everybody that you did a nice little blog all about the vinyl experience and this and that.
Exactly. You know, we just really wanted to dig into some of the history, look into like what was Elvis's vinyl collection like, which we found out he had over 2,000 records.
And all kinds.
Yeah, everything from gospel to Christmas music to blues to jazz to everything.
The
man
Elvis.
Loved music.
Mm-hmm.
And we wrote it up in a nice blog. You can come over to blue-suede-connection.blogspot.com.
Right. And come to our Facebook page, too, which will lead you to that if you
exactly.
want to.
Just type in Blue Suede Connection in the search bar.
Right. There you go. It's that simple, folks. All right. Let's keep that vinyl rolling. Let's play some Hot Wax, baby.
Salesman talking to me, trying to run me up a creek. Said you can buy it, go try it, you can pay me next week. Too much monkey business. Too much monkey business. Too much monkey business for me to be involved in. Blonde hair, good looking, trying to get me hooked. Want me to marry, settle down and get a home and write a book. Too much monkey business. Too much monkey business. Too much monkey business for me to be involved in. Pay phone, something wrong, dime gone, will me order, sue the operator for telling me a tale. Too much monkey business. Too much monkey business. Too much monkey business for me to be involved in. Vietnam, been a fighting in the war. Army bark, army chow, army clothes, army car. Too much monkey business. Too much monkey business. Too much monkey business for me to be involved in. I'm working in the filling station. Too many tasks. Wipe the window, check the tires, check the oil, dollar gas. Too much monkey business. Too much monkey business. Too much monkey business for me to be involved in. Blonde hair, good looking, trying.
trying to get me hooked. Want me to marry, get a home, or settle down, or write a book. Too much monkey business. Too much monkey business. Too much monkey business for me to be involved in.
Long ago and far away, my old common labor shoes, I turned the world all which way, just because you asked me to, like unto no other field. Simple love is simple truth. There's no end of what I do, just because you ask me to. Let the world call me a fool, but if things are right with me and you, that's all that matters that I do. Anything you ask me.
Okay, I got to ask you, did you hate it when your records would skip?
Did I hate it?
I used to get so irritated. I'd be right in the middle of a song. Oh, there it comes. There it goes.
Yeah, exactly. You know, I would pull it off, and I'd be examining it, afraid I, you know, scratched the record.
The reason I ask, because there was a remedy for that back in the day, and it worked sometimes.
What was it?
I don't know. Was when you take a penny and put it on top of the needle.
Yeah, to make it heavier.
Yes.
I remember that.
Yeah, so that was one of the tricks. I didn't know if you knew that one or not. You knew all about that, huh?
I did do that, but I was more worried that the skip wasn't from a light needle, but from a scratch, because then I'd be like all paranoid.
Yeah. Now, did you eventually, when an album would get just too old and too scratchy, you'd go out and rebuy it? Did you do that?
They never got too. I was so careful with my stuff. I'd clean them and wipe them down.
This comes
they never
from the girl
scratchy.
That used to scribble on the boxes, on the album covers, though.
I really defaced the artwork with my name, and I would pull the inserts out, and oh, this is just such a pretty picture of Elvis, and I would cut it up and stick it on my wall.
Right.
You know, just totally devaluing the item. But I was careful with the work itself.
I can respect that.
What's she really like, the girl that you see me with? What's she really like, the one I'm so dreamy with? Well, let me tell you, she's wonderful, she's marvelous, and she's mine. Talk about her lips are so thrillable, I can't describe her kiss in words of one syllable.
She's even more than adorable, and what's more, she's all mine. You're asking if she loves me. Well, you don't know the half. You're wondering if she'll leave me. How don't make me laugh. What's she really like? The girl I go on about. What's she really like? The one I'm so gone about. All I can say is she's wonderful. She's marvelous and she's mine. You're asking if she loves me. Well, you don't know the half. You're wondering if she'll leave me. Ha, 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 don't make me laugh. What's she really like? The girl I go on about. What's she really like? The one I'm so gone about. All I can say is she's wonderful. She's marvelous and she's mine. Adorable and she's mine. Marvelous and she's mine. Wonderful.
Now would be a good time to check your propane tank, because the Blue Suede Connection will be right back after this.
Hey friends, this week we're digging deep into the Blue Suede Connection vault.
Here's one from 2018.
Well, it's about time you got here.
Blue Suede Connection.
Just come and drink from my fountain of love. We'll build a new world off on a high mountain. We'll live on our fountain of love. One thought of you, my heart begins changing. Come and drink from my fountain of love.
Yeah, welcome to the party, everybody. We're into hour two now of Blue Suede Connection. It's all about those vinyl cuts today. Everything you hear on the show today is on those little black round things with a hole in the middle. For those of you of the newer generation, we're talking about records. And there's a lot of good stuff coming up on the second hour, TL. We got a great tribute coming up in a little while.
I'm excited
and
about that.
And it's on vinyl as well, as everything is today. How much are Elvis records worth today for those collectors out there? We're going to talk about that. We're also going to talk about some collecting memorabilia, and there's some really valuable things out there in the Elvis world. If you can get hold of one, you got some money,
I'm
honey.
I'm taking notes.
And you're going to give some more names to some friends who shared their first Elvis vinyl with us.
Mm-hmm.
So let's kick it off again. Once again, with some great vinyl here on Blue Suede Connection. All that's coming up right here on
Blue Suede Connection.
Cause he was telling everyone in town of the love that he just found. And Marie's the name of his latest flame. He talked and talked, and I heard him say that she had the longest, blackest hair, the prettiest green eyes anywhere. And Marie's the name of his latest flame. Though I smiled, the tears inside were a-burning. I wished him luck and then he said goodbye. He was gone, but still his words kept returning. What else was there for me to do but cry? Would you believe that yesterday this girl was in my arms and swore to me she'd be mine? Smiled, the tears inside were a burning. I wished him luck and then he said goodbye. He was gone, but still his words kept returning. What else was there for me to do but cry? Would you believe that yesterday this girl was in my arms and swore to me she'd be mine eternally? Marie's the name of his latest flame. Yeah, Marie's the name
Send her back to me. Caution my baby to stay at home, not to leave her side. She laughed when I told her, take care of you, sharing his midnight ride. Night rider, night rider. Then she stole her out of sight. Come on, send her back to me.
Knight Rider happened here on Blue Suede Connection. Hello, everybody. We're having a blast in here playing records today. And again, you know, TL and I have, between the two of us, we've got tons and tons of Elvis vinyl. And we just recorded everything, and you're hearing it today here on The Connection. Now is the portion of the show that we really look forward to as well. And we played a lot of well-known artists from Elton John to Cher to everybody doing different Elvis tribute songs.
Right, right.
This week's a little unknown fella, and right shortly after Elvis passed away, he decided to go to a record company and put this out. And it's a little story of an encounter he had with a particular fella. And his name happens to be Danny Tiffin, and this is his tribute to Elvis.
Elvis, there's a story I have to tell to the world that's never been told before. Elvis, one rainy, hot summer night here in Nashville about 7 or 8 years ago, what you did for me will always be a part of my life forever, as you will be for millions. You see, I was sitting on the back steps of RCA's Studio B that hot summer night, I guess trying to get out of the rain, not knowing it was you inside the studio recording. When some man opened the door and I stood up, and he asked me if I would go after some candy bars. I guess maybe he thought I worked there as a cleanup boy or something, but I really didn't. When I got back to the studio door, the candy bars in the paper bag was wet, and so was I. You see, I hadn't had a car for about 6 years. I knocked on the door, and the same man let me in. Then I heard a voice ask that I bring the candy bars into the studio. When I saw it was you that I got the candy bars for, I became very weak all over. I guess it was too much for a poor boy and a nobody like me to be bringing candy bars to a king like you. I remember you asked me my name and shook my hand and thanked me. And then you reached in your pocket and gave me a $20 bill and said, "Here, I want you to have this." You never did know it, Elvis, but that $20 bill, I guess in a big way, saved my life. You see, I'd been sleeping in the back of an old wrecked station wagon, just up from the studio, for about 11 days, with only change in my pocket. And to be honest, I really hadn't eaten for almost 2 days. I never did see you again after that, but I want the whole world to know, if they don't already, the many little and big things you did for many people, such as myself. Elvis, I only wish I could have the chance again today to run to that same little store in the rain to get you some more candy bars.
Well, that's what you call a tribute right there.
Oh my gosh.
I see you over there. I knew when I found this.
I was not crying.
I know. But anyway,
you could hear him getting choked
up.
Yeah.
That was probably a one-take song.
Holy cow.
Anyway, that's just a typical Elvis, you know, helping somebody out.
Totally.
So what that was, folks, that's the tribute section of part of the show. Now, we are giving you the opportunity out there to do the same. Now, we've heard from folks sending us their versions of Burning Love and their versions of Honky Tonk Angel, whatever it is you're sending us. That's all great. We love it.
Yeah.
But we want a tribute song, something original.
Mm-hmm.
If you are an ETA, if you're a man, you're a woman or your child, and you have a song that you've recorded that's not just singing an Elvis song, but a tribute, something personal or a story,
right,
a poem, anything, you can send it to us on an MP3, and we may share that in our tribute portion of the show. So, baby, where do they send that MP3 to?
Send it to blue-suede-connection@hotmail.com.
It's that easy, and we'd love to put you on the show. You want to be heard? Well, we're giving you that opportunity right now.
Well, it's hard to be a gambler betting on the number that changes every time. When you think you're gonna win, you think she's giving in. A stranger's on your side. Yeah, it's hard to figure out what she's all about, but she's woman through and through. She's a complicated lady, so call her my baby. Personality and winds just like a ball of twine on a spool that never ends. Just when I think I know her well, her emotions reveal she's not the person that I thought I knew. But she's a complicated lady, so I call her my baby. Thank you.
A little less conversation, a little more action. All this aggravation ain't satisfaction in me. A little more bite and a little less spark. A little less fight and a little more spark. Close your mouth and open up your heart and make it satisfy me. Satisfy me, baby. Baby, close your eyes and listen to the music. Dig to the summer breeze. It's a groovy night and I can show you how to use it. To come along with me and put your mind at ease. Hey! Less conversation, a little more action. All this aggravation ain't satisfaction. A little more bite, a little less bark. A little less fine, a little more spark. Set your mouth and open up your heart. And baby, satisfy me. Satisfy me, baby. Come on, baby, I'm tired of talking. Grab your coat and let's start walking. Come on, come on.
Come on, come on.
Come on, come on.
Come on, come on.
Come on, come on. Don't procrastinate, don't articulate. Girl, it's getting late. You just sit and wait around. A little less conversation, a little more action. All this aggravation ain't satisfaction in me. A little more bite, a little less bark. A little less fight, a little more spark. Set your mouth and open up your heart. Baby, satisfy me. Satisfy me, baby. Satisfy me, baby. Satisfy me, baby. Satisfy me. Satisfy me, girl. Satisfy me. Satisfy me, baby.
It's all Elvis. It's all vinyl. It's all happening right here on Blue Suede Connection.
Ladies and gentlemen, Dick Clark.
Have I got music for you. 13 of your favorite records or tapes for one penny when you join the Columbia Record and Tape Club. In all my 27 years in the business, I've never seen a better offer. And it's all here in TV Guide. Some of my most talented friends are here. The legends of music and the legends to come. Now, here's how to turn those 13 albums into 14 for the same penny. Look for this gold box in the ad. Then write the number of any extra album you want in that box, and it's yours. That's 14 albums for a penny. If you've never taken advantage of a music club before, believe me, this is your golden opportunity. Look for the ad in TV Guide, fill in the gold box, and have you got music.
Now back to the music.
I'm gonna walk, walk them golden stairs. Cause I know my Jesus answers all my prayers. Well, I know when he calls me to my home on high. I walk them golden stairs when I die, when I die. Oh Lord, you know I can hardly wait to reach that sweet bye, 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 bye. But now I see those pearly gates. I'll walk them golden stairs when I die, when I die. Where I'm gonna walk, we'll walk them golden stairs. Cause I know my Jesus answers all my prayers. Well, I know when he calls me to my home on high. I'll walk them golden stairs when I die, when I die. When Jesus says to me, well done, and all my cares are laid by, I'll lay down my sword, my battles are won. I'll walk them golden stairs when I die, when I die. Well, I'm gonna walk, well, walk them golden stairs. Cause I know my Jesus answers all my prayers. Well, I know when he calls me to my home on high. Well, I'll walk them golden stairs when I die, when I die. Well, I'm gonna walk, walk them golden stairs. Cause I know my Jesus answers all my prayers. Well, I know when he calls me to my home on high. I'll walk them golden stairs when I die.
Oh, yeah, that vinyl really blasting out that gospel music here on Blue Suede Connection.
Those are some of my favorite albums.
What, the gospel?
Yeah, the gospel album.
Yeah, a lot of people seem to think that this is best. And, you know, again, the vinyl. I kind of am falling back in love with vinyl today doing all this. I don't know about you.
Right? I'm ready to go buy myself a really nice LP turntable.
We do need a better one, don't we? We need a really cool one to rock that little townhouse in Winchester, Virginia.
That's right.
All right, baby. You've been sharing different folks on our page who decided to let us know.
That's right.
What their first Elvis vinyl record was, and we've shared a few, and you got a few more you're going to share with us.
Exactly. So we have Mike. He said he got his first album was the Pickwick label. I got lucky.
Oh, okay. I had that one. Did you have it?
Yeah, me too. Yeah. Now, Jerry, my good friend Jerry, I've known her for years. She said hers was Elvis's Back.
Mm-hmm.
She shared a little memory. She said she remembers when Elvis was coming out of the army and how excited all the fans were and how she herself went down and waited for the day that album was supposed to come out at the record store. And that the whole collective group of teenagers were so excited to get Elvis's Back.
Right.
And she says, just her opinion, but she thinks it was a mistake when they went to CDs. It's too easy to copy and hard to track sales.
Yeah, I get that.
It makes sense. Yeah, that's probably true. And Brian, his first record was That's the Way It Is. Jacqueline says Elvis Presley was her first, which was Elvis's first. So that's awesome. And Susan says Blue Hawaii.
Wow. Great list of albums there. Did you have all those albums you just read?
I did, yes. Absolutely. I have everything. I mean, I haven't had so much of it out until recently.
Right.
But I have it all. Yeah. I'm pretty sure.
I have a feeling we're going to do a vinyl, too, because there's just so much music, all these albums.
Yes,
and stuff.
Absolutely. We're up to this again.
Yeah.
And if you really enjoy what you're hearing, let us know.
Yeah, if you like what you're hearing on Blue Suede Connection as a whole, let your radio stations where you listen, let them know.
Yeah, absolutely.
I remember as a child I used to hear music that they played, Lord, with a fear. Some call it folk, some call it soul, but people, let me tell you, it was rock and roll. That's the reason rock, that's the rhythm of my soul. Every day when I get home, I hand on my radio, listening to the music that my idols made. I knew every single record the DJs played, from Honky Tonk to Hound Dog to Johnny B. Goode, Chain Gang, Love Is Strange, Knuckle. I was raised on rock, that rhythm in my soul. A fad, thought it would pass, the younger generation knew it would last. Time's gone by, the beat goes on, and every time I hear it, Lord, it takes me home. I was raised on rock, that's the rhythm of my soul. Every day recordings of Beethoven's Fifth, Mozart sonatas down the classical list. My papa loved to listen to those country songs while I was in the back room rocking on. I was raised on rock, got that rhythm in my soul. Like an open book,
Is there something here you might have overlooked? 'Cause it would be a shame if you should leave and find that freedom ain't what you thought it would be. The years we had were not all bad. In fact, I know the good outweighs the bad. Now you say that you've grown tired and you want to be by yourself. Hey, why? It would be a shame if you should go and find that freedom was a long time ago. Know that you can't stand for chains to bind you. They just keep on driving us apart. You could go where I could never find you. But could you go for a gun to get away from your heart? Forget the bad and take the best. If you don't have nothing left to say, let me hold you one more time, one time's sake.
What you call that warm LP sound?
Oh,
right,
man.
There for old times' sake.
That's a great song too.
That's off the Raised on Rock LP. Mm-hmm. Heard Raised on Rock just before that.
Right.
Okay, we're talking vinyl today. We're talking about, you know, all the great Elvis records and all of our memories of vinyl growing up, and we're also going to talk about memorabilia. You know, there's collectors out there. If you got the money, you got the money to spend. I mean, we're talking big money here. And that's the list you're going to share with us right now, aren't
right?
You?
So this list comes from JustCollecting.com.
Mm-hmm.
Now, before I do this list, I have to warn you that these are not items that are very average. In fact, a couple of them are kind of irritating. Irritating to me, yeah. So,
okay.
Like, we're going to go starting at 5. We're going to give you the top 5 most fascinating Elvis memorabilia. I don't know who this is fascinating to, but number 5
right.
is an Elvis prescription bottle.
Okay.
I am so not liking that one.
Right.
It's written by Dr. Nick, of course. The bottle's empty.
Mm-hmm.
It's sold for auction for $7,000. And
wow. So if you had that kind of money to waste, you wouldn't buy that anyway, would you?
No.
Neither would I.
I just would be so appalled by anybody doing that.
Right.
Anyway, number 4, Elvis's exercise bike.
Now, that'd be interesting.
This is kind of funny to me because the odometer only had 69 miles on it.
Oh, my.
So I don't know how long he had it, but you know Elvis.
Yeah.
I mean, he'd be more likely to play some football, play some racquetball, do some karate. I can't really hardly see him getting on a bike.
Right.
That he would have the patience.
69 miles.
69 miles. Oh. Anyway, it sold for $2,000 in 2008.
Okay.
Now, you remember towards the end of Elvis's life, 75, 76, and then even in the last year, he had those sweatsuits he wore.
Dark blue.
No, they were black and blue and all
white
kinds
stripe
of different,
on the side. I remember
that.
Yeah,
they always had stripes. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
So one that he wore in 75 through 76 sold for, and this is in 2006, $105,000.
Okay, wow, okay.
Yes, that's some money there. Most of his clothing goes for a very high price. Now, his jet, his 1962 Lockheed Jetstar sold in 2008 for $700,000.
Okay, wow.
Mm-hmm.
It's 2008, so I wonder what that would be worth now, more or less.
Definitely probably more,
yeah.
I mean, planes are valuable to begin with.
Mm-hmm.
So number one, the most iconic item that's been sold recently is his nail-studded suit that he wore in his 73 and 74 tour, so a jumpsuit.
I remember that one. Okay.
And it sold in 2006 for $175,000.
Wow.
That was the number one most interesting item of memorabilia.
Good stuff, baby.
Well, it's one for the money, two for the show, three to get ready, now go get going, but don't you devil my blues. Well, you can do anything, but lay off of my blues. You can knock me down, step in my face, slander my name all over the place. Do anything that you want to do, but honey, lay off of my shoes, and don't you devil my blues. Well, you can do anything, but lay off of my blues. Yeah. Car, drink my liquor from an old fruit jar. Do anything you wanna do, honey, lay off of my shoes, don't you? Step on my blue suede shoes. Well, you can do anything, but lay off of my blue suede shoes. The money, two for the show. You get ready to go, can't go, but don't double my blues. Well, you can do anything. What's she really like, the girl that you see me with? What's she really like, the one I'm so dreamy with? Well, let me tell you, she's wonderful, she's marvelous, and she's mine. Talk about her lips are so thrillable. I can't describe her kiss in words of one syllable. She's even more than adorable. And what's more of us, she's all mine. You're asking if she loves me. Well, you don't know the half. You're wondering if she'll leave me. Ha, 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 don't make me laugh. What's she really like? The girl I go on about. What's she really like? The one I'm so gone about. All I can say is she's wonderful, she's marvelous, and she's mine. You're asking if she loves me. Well, you don't know the half. You're wondering if she'll leave me. Ha, 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 don't make me laugh. What's she really like, the girl I go on about? What's she really like, the one I'm so gone about? All I can say is she's wonderful, she's marvelous, and she's mine. Adorable, and she's mine. Marvelous, and she's mine.
she's mine. Wonderful, and she's mine.
Two great songs from the soundtrack, G.I. Blue.
Nice.
We're doing vinyl today. If you haven't figured it all out, then all those little cracks and bumps and stuff you're hearing in the songs, well, that's the way it was back today when vinyl was the big deal before all this digital stuff came into play. And I like my digital. Don't get me wrong. I like digital somewhat. But what our friends said on there earlier on our page, records, there's something special about them.
Yeah, there sure
just
is.
Really is. And I like them, you know, too. I think about as a kid, they were big.
Right.
You know, you witnessed like great big pictures, those covers. I remember his soundtrack albums, too. They were all so colorful. You know, like the Kissing Cousins album, I remember looking at that and turning it around on the back and looking at pictures on the back, the red and the yellow, the bright stuff that jumped out and grabbed you. You can't get that in a CD or a download.
I know you can't.
You just can't get it. Special time, special stuff. This is a special show, baby. What is?
Blue Sway Connection.
Listen, see if you recognize the voice on this record.
I'm a happy mouse, and I ought to be. Oh, you let me in your house and watch me on TV.
Right. It's a record of Mickey Mouse singing Happy Mouse. And here's where you can get this famous Walt Disney's Mouseketeer record. It's part of the front of this special Wheaties box. And it's a real record. Not just a picture, but an actual record you can play over and over again. Just cut it out, punch out the center hole, and look, all ready to play on any 78 RPM manual control record player. It's just one of eight different Mouseketeer records you can get, all featuring famous Walt Disney characters. For instance, there's Donald Duck's song, Goofy singing It's Fun to Whistle, and many more. Look for these special Wheaties packages at your grocer's. The records are free of extra cost with Wheaties, Breakfast of Champions.
It's a new crowd out there. But it's got to be like the first time we go on.
Hard way to make a living, you know. It's really, really tough.
See the lost footage of Elvis for the first time ever.
It's epic.
Fully restored and remastered.
If you feel it, you can't help but move to it.
Hey, the light's on. I can see you. Hello out there. Hello.
Exclusively in IMAX, February 20th.
And everywhere, February 27th.
Now back to the music.
Don't do that. Please stop it. Please stop it now. You know I can't take it. Please stop it now. My head is spinning, a spell is on me now. My head is spinning, going around and around. My head is spinning, going around and around. Your witchcraft's forgotten to keep going down and down. Let me forget her, don't mention her name. You know it brings back that old burning flame. It hurts to know that she don't feel the same. My head is spinning.
Let's go.
Prayer of Having No Blues Suede Connection. I see you singing along over there.
Love that song.
Loving the vinyl, loving these great songs, right, baby?
Absolutely.
You know, we're talking about vinyl, we're talking about records, and we're talking about collecting and this and that. Well, if you have one of the five songs, because he only recorded five songs for Sun Records, his first label, if they are in decent shape, they're worth at least $500.
Wow.
But if they're in really good shape, you can double that.
Ooh, nice.
Those Sun Records are they're the big ones you want to have if you have trying to collect records.
Could you imagine?
The early RCA records, Elvis signed with RCA in 1955, and many of those 45s and LPs are quite valuable. Records from his pre-army can bring anywhere from $25 to hundreds.
Wow.
Once again, depending on shape, condition, and covers and this and that.
Mm-hmm.
Post-military, many of Elvis' records from the 60s and 70s can still be affordable to even casual fans with a value of no less than $20. But some of the early 60s LPs, like G.I. Blues, for instance, and rare 70s stuff like Aloha from Hawaii, have brought in hundreds upon hundreds of dollars, nearly 1,000.
Right.
So there you go. And if you have Moody Blue, of course, we've talked about that. In mint pre-death black vinyl, that includes the four-page colored RCA album release as an insert. Its value could exceed well over $500 and even way, way, way above that. Again, depending on condition and this and that.
Nice. So
there's a lot of money in Elvis collecting if you do the record thing.
Absolutely.
All right. I wonder how much Promised Land album would be worth.
Said that he'd rather roam. The want to say he'd rather be alone. If you could only see me now, if I could hold you now, just for a moment, if I could really make you mine, just for a while, turn back the hands of time. If I could only hold you now. I've been too long in the wind, too long in the rain, taking any comfort that I can. Back and longing for the freedom of my chains, lying in your loving arms again. You could hear me now singing somewhere.
I'm a U.S. male, because I was born in a Mississippi town on a Sunday morning. Now, Mississippi just happens to occupy a place in the southeastern portion of this here United States. Now, that's a matter of fact, buddy, and you know it well. So I just call myself the U.S. male. That's M-A-L-E, son. That's me. Now, I said all that. Say all this, I've been watching the way you've been watching my miss. For the last 3 weeks, you've been hot on her trail. You kind of upset this U.S. mayor. You touch her once with your greasy hand, I'm gonna stretch your neck like a long rubber band. She's wearing a ring that I bought her on sale. That makes her the property of this U.S. mayor. You better not mess with the U.S. mayor, my friend. The U.S. mayor gets mad, he's gonna do you in. You better find somebody else, son. Don't tamper with the property of the U.S. mayor. Watching my woman, but that ain't wise. You ain't pulling no wool over this boy's eyes. I catch you around my woman, champ. I'm gonna leave your head about the shape of a stamp. Kind of flattened out, so you'll do well to quit playing games with this U.S. mayor. Better not mess with the U.S. mayor, my friend. The U.S. mayor gets mad, he gonna do you in. You know what's good for yourself, son. You gonna find somebody else. Don't tamper with the property of the U.S. mail. Sock it to me one time. All right. I'm going to tell it like it is, son. I catch you messing around that woman of mine. I'm
gonna lay one on you. You talking to the U.S. mayor, the American U.S. mayor.
Your time hasn't come yet, baby. You got a lot of dreams to go. Your time hasn't come yet, baby. But when it does, your heart will know. You're gonna be a beautiful woman, because you're such a beautiful child. And when you start to bloom, just like a rose in June, I bet the schoolboys all go wild. But right now, your time hasn't come yet, baby. You got a few dreams to go. Your time hasn't come yet, baby. When it does, your heart will know. Your life's still a lollipop heaven. The teddy bear's at the foot of your bed. The little boy next door who only makes you sore is gonna someday turn your head. But right now, your time hasn't come yet, baby. You got a few dreams to go. Your time hasn't come yet, baby. When it does, your heart will know. You're gonna grow overnight into a lady with a devastating smile. And then a lucky guy will see you and wanna walk you down the aisle. But meanwhile, your time hasn't come yet, baby. You got a few dreams to go. Your time hasn't come yet, baby. When it does, your heart will know. When it does, your heart will know. When it does, your heart will know.
Oh, man.
Oh.
I had a blast today playing these records.
Oh, absolutely. Now, this was a lot of fun.
I don't know. If you like the show today, folks, tell your radio station to play this. Tell us how much you enjoy Blue Sway Connection, and we would really appreciate that. Come talk to us on our Facebook page. Come to our blog/webpage.
Right, yeah.
And say
hi
to us.
We got lots of stuff going on. Come to the lounge.
Yeah, and our podcast. We got podcasts going, man. You got to hear. I'm telling you, that Haunted one.
That's still my favorite, I think.
Yeah, you got to listen to Haunted Memphis, Haunted Graceland, the podcast.
We had a really great time with David King. His podcast was a lot of fun, too.
Yeah, there's several. But, just go to our blog page / web page at what address again, babe? How to get there?
So you can find it all on our website at blue-suede-connection.blogspot.com. And there's a tab there for the lounge, which is the podcast, and the blogs. Everything's there.
It's a happening place, man. I'm telling you.
Yeah.
All right, guys. Any closing words, baby, before we sign out?
I just want to thank everyone once again for walking down memory lane with me, and I appreciate you guys so much.
All right. We love you, folks. We're going to do it all again next week. Same bad time, same bad channel. One last time. Let's crank up this record player and get out of here.
You give your hand to me, and then you say hello, and I can hardly speak. My heart is beating so, and anyone could tell. You think you know me well, but you don't know me. No, you don't know the one who dreams of you at night and longs to kiss your lips and longs to hold you tight. To you, I'm just a friend. That's all I've ever been. No, you don't know me. For I never knew the art of making love, though my heart aches with love for you.
let it shine. I let my chance go by, the chance that you might love me too. You give your hand to me, and then you say goodbye. I watch you walk away beside the lucky guy to never, never know the one who loves you so. No, you don't know me.
All right, let's wrap it up and get out of here.
Blue Suede Connection.